Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today, President Trump held a conference call with governors in which he urged tougher crackdowns on violence. Joining us for the latest is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, the president told the governors they are making themselves look like fools. Tell us more about what happened on this call.
Yeah, so at times the call seems to have gotten testy based on our reporting at NPR. I acquired a partial transcript of the call, and in an exchange with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Pritzker called on President Trump to provide more leadership, that he said he was concerned by the rhetoric that Trump had been using. Trump's response was, "I don't like your rhetoric much either," and criticized his handling of the coronavirus. President Trump in this call really urging the governors to be more aggressive, to stop these protests, particularly the violent aspects of the protests, and to call on the military. He says, "We have a wonderful military," according to a source.
The president talked about the protests that were going on over the death of George Floyd at the SpaceX launch, which happened on Saturday. Listen.
"We will stand with the family of George Floyd, with the peaceful protesters, and with every law-abiding citizen who wants decency, civility, safety, and security."
So that's what the president said there. But he's also been calling the protesters or the rioters thugs, anarchists. Is there a consistent message coming from the White House about what the president believes about the people who have gone out in huge numbers across the country?
Well, the president is clearly drawing a distinction between people who are protesting peacefully, who are upset about what happened to George Floyd, and then the protests that get more violent, the burning of cars and buildings and looting. And he is trying to draw a distinction there in his public remarks. I'll say, though, that that speech that he delivered on Saturday at the SpaceX launch is the last time we have heard from the president, except, via reports of this call that he had with governors. A lot has happened between Saturday mm-hmm. afternoon, when the president last spoke, and now. And the president, of course, has tweeted a lot and is clearly, while wanting to support or say he supports peaceful protesters, also pushing hard on this idea of law and order and wanting to crack down on violent protesters.
You know, we also have not heard a whole lot from Republican senators, maybe with the exception of Senator Tim Scott, who's the only Black Republican in the Senate, who said yesterday that some of the president's tweets were not, quote, constructive. What have lawmakers been saying about the protests?
You know, it's a real mixed bag. You have people like Marco Rubio talking about how they sort of striking a similar balance to the president about peaceful protesters should be able to get out there, but also arguing that Antifa is real. Antifa is this loose group, not really an organization, that anti-fascists, but that have been connected to violent incidents. He's saying Antifa is real. You can't downplay that. President Trump obviously also pushing this idea of Antifa. And then you have people like Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who says that the anarchy, rioting, and looting needs to end tonight, suggesting that, you know, the 101st Airborne Division might be enough to push off Antifa. So some real strong calls from some Republicans to be tougher.
The president has also been tweeting out some very short tweets, including just the words "law and order." Is that a political strategy?
All caps, exclamation point. That's a pretty standard operation from President Trump. But yes, he is, you know, he ran on the idea that he was going to be a law and order president, that you wouldn't see these sort of things when he was president. And now there are protests in the street again. And he is mm-hmm. he is pushing the idea that he's the law and order guy. And Democrats, if you elect Democrats, this sort of anarchy that you see right now, you'll have all the time. That's the argument he's making. It's a weird argument for an incumbent president in his third year in office to be making, but he's still sort of pushing the idea of himself as an outsider.
Just about 30 seconds left here, Tam, but Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, did emerge from lockdown today to address community leaders at a black church. Just tell us about how his actions have contrasted with President Trump's.
Well, so he's been out with the people. He also went to Wilmington yesterday at the site of some of the protests to see and talk to people. He's doing a lot of listening. He's surrounding himself with black leaders at this church who were at times pushing back on him and saying that Democrats need to do more. And you have President Trump taking this other tack, pushing more of a law and order type idea, not talking about systemic racism or systemic problems with police brutality. They are basically running as the candidates that they are right. running as. I mean, this is a pretty clear representation yeah. of what they're running on.